Police in New York City are investigating another suspicious package. It was found early this morning in Manhattan's Tribeca neighborhood. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo told NPR this morning it was sent to the home of actor Robert De Niro, who is a prominent critic of President Trump. Now, that package this morning follows at least seven packages containing what are described as pipe bombs sent to senior Democratic leaders yesterday, including former President Barack Obama and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. CNN's office in New York also got one of these packages, and 2 days earlier, an explosive device was found at the home of billionaire philanthropist George Soros. Now, these individuals and CNN have all been critical of the Trump administrations. This is now in the hand of federal investigators, including the FBI, so we reached out to former FBI Deputy Director John Pistol to find out what they'll be looking for. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Noel.
All right, so we have a situation involving live explosive devices apparently intended to do harm. What are the FBI and other federal investigators trying to determine at this stage?
Well, sure. The key is trying to obviously identify the perpetrator or the individuals who are responsible for mailing the devices. And they're really looking at it from two perspectives. One is the forensics that is involved in each of the devices, and the fact that there are multiple devices is actually very helpful to the investigators because they can compare and contrast and just get a richer picture, if you will, of that forensic data set. And so that includes things like are there fingerprints, is DNA, or the hair and fibers, just different things that the experts will look at. The other aspect is the intelligence part of it, and that really has two parts also. One, was there prior intelligence, meaning prior reports about people threatening any of these individuals? And of course, the Secret Service has a lead on that as it relates to its protectees, the former presidents and such. And then the FBI and ATFE and the others who have information about these type of devices. So there's the historic or existing intelligence. And then the current intelligence, so by that I mean what information has come in since these pipe bombs became public on Monday, and have there been reports that people have called in or provided to the Joint Terrorism Task Forces, for example, in New York or Washington, to provide some of that information that can help lead to identifying who might be responsible for this.
And we don't know that yet, although we're waiting for developments. But one really odd thing about these packages is that they all had the same return address for Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Obviously, she did not send them, but what does this tell you?
Well, it really gets to the motive of the person, I would say, and or persons. And so it really comes down to, was it somebody who was trying to discredit her and what she stands for in terms of her current or former status? Or is it simply somebody who, for example, the package to former Attorney General Eric Holder with the wrong address being returned, was it designed also to try to attack her? So there's a number of different motives that the Joint Terrorism Task Forces, and which comprised of all the agencies I mentioned, and then especially NYPD in New York, they'll be looking at trying to assess motive and intent and then capability. And of course, the other question is, are there additional devices out there that are en route right now that have not been intercepted to others in addition to the ones already mailed to?
Yeah, a very big and very worrying question, whether there are additional devices. Let me ask you more broadly about motive. What is someone trying to achieve when they do something like this?
Well, obviously, attention, and really looking at several different categories. One was, is this a mentally unbalanced person who is trying to get recognition and hopes of being caught? Is it somebody with some type of political motive who is trying to intimidate or scare certain individuals? Or is it terrorism, just straight out, either domestic or international? And so those are the three broad categories that the investigators will be looking at and trying to assess, which will also help them in trying to pinpoint with the forensics who is responsible for these attacks.
Well, very briefly, I know this is a question a lot of our listeners will have. If we don't know the motivation of who sent the devices yet, can we call this an act of terrorism at this point?
Well, a lot of people have done that, and there's a number of definitions what the FBI and the Department of Justice go by is a traditional definition, and so whether the person is identified as a terrorist before they are caught or after, the motive really factors into that. And so until the person or persons are caught, I think the definition of terrorism is more an academic one, frankly.
All right. A lot of questions still remain. John Pistol is a former deputy director of the FBI. He's current president of Anderson University. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.